AM 1450 KBMW.
Let's do this. We're back. Good morning. 41 degrees right now in a cloudy sky. Time to do, our Thursday tradition here. Kick off our talk around with our favorite historian, Jana Gageland. Good morning.
Morning to you.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah. Good to see you. You had a good Easter. Everything was good there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet and
but still the days filled.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I ask every time you come in here, have you been digging around? Because we love it when you dig. When you go digging, it's always entertaining.
Well, I don't have any good stories like the Leaping Lena, but you know,
that was a classic.
It was,
by the way, that was good.
Yeah, I don't know. So far, no one's come forward and said I've had that candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't believe that it didn't go farther because, you know, it was gone in within about like 25 years.
Especially around here, you think it would. Yeah.
But, you know, when one candy store sells out to another, a lot of times they just change those.
Yeah, and things happen.
Yeah, and it's gone. We're talking cereal today.
Cereal. I'm liking that. That's a good sub. That's a good topic.
We're sticking with the foods.
All right.
No breakfast burritos or anything like that. But, you know, what I found is that people way back used to have just coffee, juice, and a roll, and that was what they considered breakfast. So it took a while for cereals to get on the market.
No kidding.
And then people had granola. That was around for a long time. Cream of wheat.
Oh, yeah.
And cream of rice. So they called them porridges.
You know, I still like cream of wheat.
Yeah.
I still do. That goes back to when I was a kid, yeah.
You know, and that came out of Grand Forks.
No kidding. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was first made in Grand Forks.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's claim to fame there. So by the time we get to 1925, we're going to have a few breakfast cereals. And there was a lot of research being done on with crops. What crop can we use to do some of those other things?
You know,
how else can we diversify it? Wheat, of course, was a big one. Corn was a big one. So a lot of those early cereals were based upon that. So we have Wheaties in our area.
Breakfast of Champs,
yes.
Yeah.
And that actually came out in 21, but we didn't see it here till 25. But, you know, we did see it then, and it was that whole, you know, flake of wheat. And the employees actually named it. They didn't know what to call it.
No kidding.
So the employees had little contests, and they picked Wheaties.
They came up with Wheaties.
Yeah, and then they fortified it. You know, they added some vegetable vitamins and things that could make it better. It took until 1927, and then they became part of the sports scene.
Oh, yeah, and boy, did that take off.
Yeah, that was good advertising.
Right.
Kellogg's had the Frosted Flakes, well, the Toasted Flakes, and then, of course, later on they came with the Frosted Flakes.
Tony the Tiger.
Yep.
Yeah.
1928, then they added the Rice Krispies.
Oh, yeah.
And Rice Krispies, you know, it's like, who hasn't heard of them and eaten them? But
yeah.
28 for that one. I think Post had a couple really good cereals.
They had grape nuts. I used to like grape nuts.
They had
lot,
grape nuts, and they called it grape nuts because it had these little nuggets that looked like the seed of a grape.
Of grapes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were the first cereal company to use coupons. So that was their big way of selling and getting people to buy their product was using coupons. And then, of course, they had that slogan, it fills you up, not out. You know?
Yes.
It was very popular during World War II because they could put it in the backpacks of the soldiers, and it wasn't real heavy,
mm-hmm.
and they could carry it, and it would last for a long time, so it would give them something to eat.
What a great backstory.
Yeah, and then 1925, we finally get to the Bran Flakes, which was a Post product, and it was already out there, but Post said, you know what, let's add some raisins.
Ah, Raisin Bran.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
here we go.
They added raisins to their Bran Flakes, and it was a pretty good seller, I think. People still buy it. We had Quaker, and in March of 1925, we had a tongue twister. It says, this was an ad, It is shredded week in Wapaton. Yeah,
shredded wheat week in Wapaton. Say that fast 10 times.
You're right. So you'd buy, and this was when it came in that larger biscuit.
Oh, yeah. It was just one big,
It
and they were huge.
Right. And now, of course, you can get the mini ones. But so you buy one and you get a shopping bag, and then it was only 28 cents for two package of shredded wheat during that wheat week.
Shredded wheat week in Wapaton.
Yeah. Oof, that's a mouthful.
One package of biscuit and one shopping bag.
Yes.
Liking that.
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty good deal.
And that was 1925?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think Quaker got the hint that the biscuits were a little hard to eat, and they were, you know, even if you drenched them with milk, it took a while to be able to eat it. So they decided then, well, let's crumble the shredded wheat. So they put a cereal out there called Crumbles, and the shredded wheat was crumbled down into like long noodle-type strands. And that was another way of eating shredded wheat.
Wow.
And then they came out with puffed wheat, Quakers.
I remember that.
And puffed rice.
Puffed rice, yeah.
So that was kind of the beginning of cereal. Cheerios, I mean, a staple, but that didn't come around until 1941. And then we had Special K, not till 55. So in the back of that sheet, you have some...
Oh, from Red Owl, yeah.
Yes, the Red Owl store. Remember, that was, they had a grand opening in 1925. So they got their products out there, and they're advertising for people to come. So you see that they have...
Was that in the location where Sanford is now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
And so they, I don't know which one. Do you have the breakfast food one?
I do.
Okay. And here are your choices, you know, Post, Bran Flakes, Wheaties, Kellogg's, Pep. Pep was, again, one of those... fortified cereals, and then shredded wheat or puffed wheat. Pretty cheap.
Sun-made raisins for 39 cents.
Yeah.
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 Remember eating those as a kid, too.
Yeah. And do you have the one on Quality Counts?
Quality Counts, yeah. Saturday specials.
Mm-hmm. And so then again, you have Wheaties, the new delicious breakfast cereal.
25 cents a box.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
Yep. So that kind of gives you an idea of what was out there at that particular time. But, you know, since then, you can go to the grocery store and you can buy, you know, none of these flavors or none of these brands or whatever were patented in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can make those cereals under a generic name.
Well, sure. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. So that's why you see so many of them out there, is that, you know, they can copy them.
You know, it's funny because you've been talking about 1925.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been just a groundbreaking year for a lot of things.
I think
so. A lot of things that came along.
Yes.
You know, give or take a couple years either side of 25.
Right. And, you know, being in the Midwest, it took a little longer for some of that stuff to get here. Some of the stores didn't know if they should order it, you know, especially a grocery store. Is it going to sell? Is it not going to sell? You know, they really were kind of flying blind. The other thing I found interesting is how many recipes have cereal in them.
No kidding.
Yeah, just think. Cornflakes. You crush cornflakes and you put them maybe over meat, like, you know, chicken or something like that.
Yes, you're right. I have heard of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one I was thinking of? Well, of course, Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispie bars, yeah.
And then your, you know, Special K, but... I don't think Wheaties was ever part of anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in recipes it called for cereal. So that was another way that cereal entered into our lives other than eating it at breakfast.
Were you a cereal fan at any point?
My favorite cereal was Life.
Life, yes. Yeah. The kind that Mikey likes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Life was good.
I know all this marketing stuff.
Well, and then they made it cinnamon and all that kind of stuff. I just like the original.
Yeah. Back. Rice Krispies for me when I grew up on that.
Yeah. Well, and then you started throwing in all the sugar-related cereals.
Yeah,
that's
when all that came about.
Yeah, Sugar Smacks, Fruit Loops, and whatnot. But,
Janet, I love this segment.
Okay.
I wish we had more time. Anything? You going to give us a hint as to next week?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go to the museum, and we'll see what they have new.
Dig around. Yep. Big Ron. We love it when you dig. Janet Gageland talking Wahpeton history. It's 819 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once. We have a low price, the best price listed on the windshield and online. You'll get the car you want and a customer experience you'll actually enjoy. All at a price that will make you smile. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.
Get ready. The biggest radio auction is happening April 23rd at KBMWnews.com.